All right. Thank you. I'd like to first acknowledge my co-authors on this, Mark Kelly, Randy Taylor, Wes Porter, Ed Barnes, and Matthew Pelletier and Greg Holt there at our lab in Lubbock for their help on this project. yield monitors, as many folks in this room know, have been used for several years, many years, on picker harvesters with some success. Some research has been done, however, looking at the use of those yield monitors on stripper harvesters. Now, those yield monitors haven't been adopted near to the same level on strippers as they have on pickers, for several reasons. You know, there's the cost associated with installing the equipment, complexity in the system, getting it set up correctly, getting the right system on there, and then once you get it set up, then what do you do with the data? You know, it's just one more thing added on top of everything else that you got to deal with then at the end of the season and figuring out how to get the right information out of it, out of the data that you gather. Some things that have been, or one issue in our part of the world is relatively low infield variability. That's kind of twofold. First of all, there's not just a whole lot of variation in soil type across there. And so, number one, you may not start out with quite as much variability in terms of your crop conditions. But then if you do have any level of variability, a good 2-inch rainfall will come across there and erase much of that variability that you'll have. And so in the end, these systems may not show much. And so some of these things, along with accuracy and need for calibration, have hindered the adoption from the standpoint of stripper harvesters. So I don't know exactly how long ago it was. A couple of years ago, Deere introduced their microwave-based yield monitor on the stripper platform. What year was that, Andy? Has it been, or Dave? 2010, okay. So we wanted to go in and do some work with this system and look at three main things. What's the accuracy of this system? What affects the errors that we see in the field? And can the yield monitor discriminate differences in yield similar to a weigh wagon? If a producer is going to use this for on-farm variety testing or other testing, is this a tool that they can use for that? So the system that we used was a John Deere 7460 stripper. It was a four-row machine. We used the microwave-based flow sensors from Deere. These sensors essentially work like a modified radar system where your reflected signal is proportional to your flow, feeding all that information into a 2630 display. Some things about the installation: these sensors, compared to other systems that are available, don't require holes to be cut in the ducts or anything. They're fairly non-invasive from that standpoint. There is a little bit of modification we'll show you here in a second that you have to do to the upper portion of the hood above the field cleaner to get them installed, but you don't have to do any cutting. We've used a single load calibration scheme. Basically, we calibrated the system using the first load harvested on each one of the four fields that we used in this test. So you'll see that here in just a minute. So here is the sensor installation location up here at the top of the field cleaner. This little triangular hood is a housing that the sensors are mounted to the underside of. These are the three sensors that are faced back into the flow of the cotton as it's either coming out of the field cleaner or bypassing the field cleaner. And so you can look at both non-field cleaned and field cleaned yield with this system. As I said, we fed it into the information all goes into the sensor combiner modules and then into the 2630 display inside the cab. And then this is our reference scale that we got our reference weight data from. Some field descriptions. We had three small plots on the Texas A&M Research Center there at Lubbock, just to the west of the gen lab there. So this first one is 201. We planted Fibermax 2484, what was the variety, on 6 1/4 acres. It was row irrigated, and we We took a pass down and a pass back, and that was a basket load. And so those loads ranged between about 1,050 pounds up to about almost 2,200 pounds. All those loads were field cleaned, and we pulled samples for moisture content, lint turnout, and fiber quality analysis after we ginned the samples. And the average lint yield for the field was about 1,300 pounds per acre. 305, it was the same variety, a little bit smaller field. Again, it was row irrigated, 8 rows to a basket load, and those loads ranged in seed cotton weight, I should have mentioned that, from about 1,600 pounds to about 2,150 pounds per load, and all those, again, were field cleaned. Pulled the same samples for moisture content, lint turnout, and fiber quality. Average yield, lint yield here was a little bit higher, about 1,600 pounds per acre across that field. Next field was 407, again on the A&M Center. It was about twice as large. Again, 8 rows per load. We had 17 field clean loads in 2 modules, and then in 1 module we had 8 loads, basket loads, that were non-field clean. And I haven't broken out the data by non-field clean and field clean to this point. I'll do that later on, but for this presentation, I just needed to put it all together. Pulled the same samples, and the average lint yield was about 1,400 pounds to the acre. Now, we had one variety test over in Acuff. It was a drip irrigated plot. There were 8 varieties replicated 3 times. It was about 10.5 acres total land area that was harvested. It was basically 1 4-row wide pass per load, basket load, and those loads ranged between 1,660 pounds up to about 2140. They were all field cleaned, and we pulled the same samples, and the average yield was about 1450. Now, just to the west over here of the variety test, there was another 17 loads that we pulled and got reference data with as well to go in and look at error analysis with the system. So some of the results for 201, these next few slides will all be set up kind of the same. You'll have on the y-axis here is the reference scale, seed cotton weight, and then on the x-axis, your yield monitor, seed cotton weight by basket load. You have regression equation there with an R-squared value, and then we have a few error values over here. We'll look at signed error and root mean square error. So for this first field, we saw about a negative 12% error in terms of signed average signed error, root mean square error of about 13.5%. Again, this was all one variety. It's Fibermax 2484. Same single variety here for 305, but we got a little poor relationship here. I think the spread in our yield monitor or in our load weights may not have been quite as large, so our squared value is significantly reduced. Our signed error average went down a little bit to about 6.5%, 6.7%. Our root mean square error went down to 2.82% for this location, so it was a little bit better, but we still had a fairly wide spread in our signed errors. For 407, that was the largest block on the A&M Center, about a 10%, negative 10% signed error, about 11% root mean square error for this one. But we had a little bit better relationship between the yield monitor weights, load weights, and the reference scale load weights for this particular location. Now, results for the ACUP variety test. This is the one where we had the 8 varieties replicated 3 times through the field. And so I think that fact right there explains a lot of why we see this poor relationship between the yield monitor seed cotton weight and the reference scale seed cotton weight. This gets to one of the questions that we're trying to ask is, can we use this system as a tool to do infield or on-farm variety testing? And what this is telling us is that there's a pretty significant variety effect in measuring those yields. And so we see similar results in terms of our errors. The signed error averaged about 9.2%. Had a fairly wide range on that. Root mean square error was about 16.3%. But again, we did see a fairly significant variety effect. For the rest of the loads that we harvested off of that location, they were all one single variety. And so we get back to a little better relationship between the yield monitor weights that we get or that we observed and the reference scale values. But our, again, our signed error shifted over a little bit. Average was about 16.5%. Root mean square was about 18% for those loads. Putting all the data together, yield monitor was able to predict about 86-87% of the variation in the reference scale weights that we got by load. On average, our signed error was about 2%, with a root mean square error of about 14.2%. Now, looking at what is driving those errors, we went in and did a correlation analysis by location with the various other parameters that we measured. So harvest moisture content for two locations. So the numbers here shown in red are statistically significant correlations. These are your R values for by parameter at each of the locations. So those first ones, harvest moisture content and lint turnout were significant, seed turnout here. And then for this first location, a few of the other larger and total trash components explained a little bit more of the variability that we saw. But one thing to point out here, at the ACUF location where we had the variety test, we saw a fairly significant and tight correlation with seed size. And so that may be, that is a consequence of the design operation of this system being basically a radar. It's looking for a denser object in that material to get that reflected signal off of. And so the bigger the size you have, bigger the material you have, the more reflection you're going to get off of it, so the better signal you're going to have. So lower, i.e. lower error. Looking at answering the question, is this system suitable for answering our on-farm variety testing questions? You can see here in blue is the basically ranked yield values by variety on the bottom side. The yield monitor load weights that we got did not track very well with that. I will say though that the varieties, the variety that this system was calibrated on is this one here in the middle of NextGen 1511, and the variation around that average yield or variation around that average load weight stayed very low over the three replications that we had. So that's telling us that we do need to be calibrating when we're changing varieties going through the field or changing conditions. And I think that's always been a recommendation on the part of the manufacturers from the get-go. So in conclusion, accuracy of the microwave system varied by location and with condition of the crop. Error ranged from about 2.8% to about 18% in terms of root mean square error, with an average of 14.2%. Yield monitor error was not consistently related to any of the additional parameters measured, but total trash or trash content and seed size seem to be some of the more important factors there, and yield monitor calibration is absolutely critical. The statistical groupings that we saw were quite different between the reference scale and what we got with the yield monitor. And so right now, unless you can calibrate by variety, it's probably not recommended to use this system for those on-farm variety tests. Now, in future work, we want to go in and gather some more data, and hopefully we can team up and get a little bit better idea about how this system works and how we can improve it a little bit, get a little bit more experience with it. We had the dealer come out and install it on the machine, and we ran it. We didn't try to adjust a whole lot of things. We wanted to keep things consistent throughout the year so that we weren't changing things from one location to the other. And so there are some things that we can probably take a look at there, maybe in hopes to try to improve the performance just a little bit. But another thing I'll mention quickly here is we developed a prototype system this year for doing some on the go or continuous calibration of these yield monitor systems, where we can actually weigh the amount of cotton that's in the basket on the go as you're going through the field. So basically, you harvest a pass, you stop, and you can get the weight right there. And hopefully, in the end, the idea would be to take that data, feed it back into the yield monitor system, and calibrate that system on a more continuous basis, or figure out how to use that data to improve the yield maps that we're getting. So, if we have any time for questions, but that's all I have.
Bad question.
Randy.
No, that's great work, but I just got a quick question. Is there any way to take the data from the yield monitor itself and just come back in and do a post-harvest calibration of that data? In other words, once you get your turnout from your varieties, is there any way you can go back and
That's one of the calibration routines that's recommended, and that's probably the most accurate way to actually post calibrate the data. But the thing is, you have to have the weights of the cotton or the seed cotton that you actually harvested, either by load or by the field that you're wanting to go in and post calibrate. And so, like, when we would go out, we'll go out and do work for folks, and we'll be evaluating different treatments in the field, whether it be a variety test or a chemical test or whatever it is, and we'll get load weights basically for that particular plot where that treatment is applied. And I know when I download that yield map, I can go back and post-calibrate those, you know, one or two passes in the field, that total weight to the reference scale weight that we got, and so we can get a very accurate yield map across there. And it's the same idea for a producer that would be doing that on a field scale basis, where they have the weights of all the modules that's harvested off there. They can feed that back into the software and post calibrate it that way, both with seed cotton weight from the modules and with turnout. So
thanks, John.
All right.